now, creative prof from Mohawk. It's Prof. Jeff. Jeff?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're great. We just wanted to bring you on because these Microsoft ads are just so terrible.
Yeah, you know, I want to know what they were thinking when they did them. That's for sure.
I was talking to you yesterday, and they just they started airing, if you haven't seen them yet, the Microsoft ads just started airing on the first NFL game. And they have Bill Gates and Jerry Seinfeld. And, Jeff, what are they doing?
You know what? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I see them. I've seen two of them now. One where they're in a shoe store, and one where they... I think they're in somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's so confusing to know what's actually going on. And when I see a commercial, I think that there should be two things that happen in the commercial.
Okay, what are those two things?
There should be a selling message, and there should be a little bit of entertainment. And I actually feel like this commercial, or both of them actually, they miss on both of those accounts.
That's not healthy. And Microsoft has all this dough. Do you think they could afford the best ad agency going?
Well, you know what? They use one of the best ad agencies going. These ads were written by a place called Crispin Porter down in the States, and they're really good. They're a really young, hip agency, and I can't wonder if, or can't help but wonder, if the fact that they put Bill Gates in these ads really threw them off, because I think that they, the marketing people, probably got their fingers into the ads a little bit too much.
Well, they're trying to counteract the Mac ads, which are really, really cool, very, very simple. They have a cool young guy representing Mac, and then they have the kind of geeky guy representing PC. So I guess the theory was this is that that Gates came back and Microsoft came back and wanted to be hip, but they got two dudes in the 50s. That are in the 50 years old. And
and the funny thing is, I talked to my students about this ad, and they love Jerry Seinfeld. They think he's really, really funny. And so, you know, I wonder where this went wrong. And I can't help but wonder if the problem is that they had to avoid talking about PC because their product is actually inferior to the Mac product. And so the commercial takes us to all these places where they're just trying to be funny, but they don't talk about their product at all, so they get really confusing, and all of a sudden the jokes don't work anymore.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know what? You're bang on. You should be a prof for advertising.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It is Prof. Jeff from Mohawk College's ad department, 905-645-3200, 1-877-820-2426. If you'd like to chime in, maybe you've got a better idea. There's a lot of better ideas out there. Jason and Jody at 825. What would you do with these guys? If you had to use them in a 30-second spot, how would you approach it, Jeff?
Oh, wow. See, I don't know. I mean, I tell you what, I would sit down for a long time and really decide if actually putting Bill Gates into the commercial is a good idea, first and foremost.
Okay.
I think that they took a pretty big risk doing that, you know. And I think, you know, first of all, the one good thing about these commercials is that Bill Gates, you know, he comes off pretty modest in them. He goes in there, he makes fun of himself a little bit, and I think that that was a really good thing. But I'm not really sure if they put the right people into the spot or not.
$300 million for this ad campaign starring Jerry Seinfeld, and there will be a few more. You have to go to YouTube or one of those sites and check out this ad, because there's one that's about a minute and a half long and the other one's about a minute long, and it just leaves you kind of trying to figure out what the product's for. I mean, you see Gates, so you kind of figure it's for Microsoft, but in one of them they only mention Microsoft once.
Yeah, I mean, they bring it in right at the end when they talk about, you know, should a computer be warm and moist like a cookie or something like that. And it's really, really weird. And it's the polar opposite to the Mac commercials, like you said, which are really simple. And they always say something concrete about their product.
Yeah, they have a lot of commercials, but that one topic, it's not confusing at all.
Yeah.
It's the old question, is any advertising good advertising? Because we're talking about it, because your students, and your students are the ones they're trying to sell to, because your students are talking about it, does that make it a good commercial?
Yeah, that old theory.
You know what? I don't know if it does. You know, one of my students brought up the commercial in class, and they said, I was really disappointed by that commercial. And disappointed is a really big word, because it means that they were actually looking forward to seeing the commercial, and then it let them down. I don't think it's ever a good thing when a brand lets its target market down.
Well, they are talking about possibly Chris Rock and Will Ferrell in future Microsoft commercials.
But still, it doesn't matter. Jerry Seinfeld, if it's confusing, it's confusing.
Exactly. If they're going along these themes.
You know what's interesting about Jerry Seinfeld is that when you watch the Seinfeld show, in the background of his apartment, he has a Mac computer.
Oh!
Yeah, so I mean, that's something where you think about it, thought about that. I don't know.
Oh, you're very observant.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Much appreciated. Clever insights from the prof at Mohawk for advertising.